Okay, so good evening, and we are going to. Okay, we are on the air now, or in the air, or up in the air. So we're going to speak about prayer tonight. It seems like we've been dealing with a lot of prayer on, during the week, and then on Sundays we've been talking about the body of Christ mostly, and we're going to continue to do that this Sunday. Now we're speaking about the gifts, but tonight I want to continue about prayer, and part of that is because I have a personal burden in that area, and I have also like a testimony about this thing, how God is really working in me and through me and for me because of prayer. And the important question that we should ask, of course, is how do we get our prayers answered? That is a very relevant question. So tonight, that is the title of the message. How do we get our prayers answered? So now you want to stay. Now I have your attention. We all want our prayers answered. Now, Matthew 7 and verses 7 to 11. And by the way, did you hear about the man? Somebody threw a can of 7-Up on one guy right to his face. But he's okay because it was a soft drink. Okay, a few little laughters here and there. Okay, I got it. No more jokes. Yes. If he would have said it, everybody would have been rolling on the floor. All right, so Lord, we just pray for this time tonight as we will be speaking about prayer. So God, we pray for the prayer, and let it be a great time. Thank you, God, for your faithfulness. Bless this time in your precious name. Amen. So Matthew 7, and beginning in verse 7 to 11. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. He who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be open. Well, what man is there among you who, if your son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, very encouraging, if you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? Now, we don't have to raise our hands. We don't have to answer this question. It's just, you know, something we want to mention. But how often do we pray? How much do we pray? Do we pray a minute a day, 5 minutes a day, an hour a day? Do we pray every day? Or could we even say that we never pray? So no, of course not. But I mean, I believe, or I know actually, that there are Christians who never basically pray. The only time that unfortunately many Christians pray is when we have a certain need, a certain problem, or a certain situation. And God, you have to change this thing. You have to intervene. Now, when we pray, what is it that we talk to God about? Yeah, oftentimes those are things. God, I'm in trouble. Can you bail me out? And, we have different kinds of prayers. And the prayer that I believe that God wants us to pray is not the kind of prayer, you know, we have a list of things that we want God to do for us or accomplish or, you know, give to us, like a list like you give to, well, your parents or Santa Claus or whoever. But what God is interested in is that we don't pray because we want something, but simply because we want to have fellowship with him. We want to be intimate with him. We want his attention. We want to fellowship with him. And God wants to answer our prayers. Sometimes that's hard to believe because we feel like our prayers are not really answered, or at least not the way we think they should be answered. But it's very clear in the Bible that God wants to answer our prayers. And but what he wants more than just answering a prayer, okay, here's what you asked for, is that he wants us to get to know him more. That is God's primary purpose for everything, you know. Is that why is he allowing me to go through this thing, or why is he allowing this thing to be part of my life? Well, the answer is simple, so that we can get to know him better. And, you know, sometimes we just want to, and this is something I have really, over the years, I really have to practice this thing and learn this thing, but to be quiet in the presence of God. It's not an easy thing, you know, because things are spinning so fast, you know, the flow of information, the things that are going on in our lives, it's so fast. The pace of life is so fast that it's hard sometimes to even for a moment quiet down and listen to God and just fellowship with him and just be satisfied with his presence. And of course, people would like to have access to God and have him answer their prayers. But we cannot come to God without being saved. The only prayer that God will answer in an unsaved person's life is when we are asking him to save us. You know, that prayer God will always answer. But prayer, as far as our lives goes, you know, to get things, it's something that is really reserved for his children. So it requires the new birth. We need to be saved in order to have a prayer life. And that's maybe a given one. Maybe that's, you know, you take that for granted. But it's interesting this when Jesus says that nobody comes to the Father except through me. And we think of that as a salvation verse. And it is. There is no other way to be saved than to come through the Son. But at the same time, nobody comes to the Father but through the Son also when it comes to prayer. In other words, we pray in the name of Jesus. And it doesn't mean that we just mention his name as a formula. You know, like, okay, I pray this thing in the name of Jesus. I got it. You know, I have it. No, that's not the case. You know, to pray in somebody's name, the word in the Greek for name, it doesn't just mean name, but it really also means character. So you could say that we are praying in his character. And you know, so this is what it means. And so what is the key to answered prayer? Well, we say we need to be saved, but we are. But then we come to him through the Father. It's interesting that when you look at the Bible and what it says about prayer, as far as I know, having studied the Bible to some degree, I have never seen Jesus talking about prayer as, you know, in the context of unanswered prayer, meaning that he doesn't say that, you know, if and but and so on. He's always talking about prayer as something that he's taking for granted that the Father wants to answer the prayers of his children. Now, we know that there are things that are hindering our prayers. You know, it could be demonic strongholds, could be, you know, spiritual or atmospheric, rather, disturbances or resistance. There could be selfishness on our part, stubbornness. There are many, many things that could slow down the process. There are many things that can hinder the process. But it's not God. It's not God's heart. God's heart is always to bless his children by answering their prayers. And so it is his will that our prayers. But there are two key things here tonight that I want to focus on. And the first one is patience. Patience is something that we don't have a lot of these days. Part of that is due to the type of society we live in, that we're getting used to that. Just to use a very modern illustration, when internet came around a little over 20 years ago in the mid-90s, you know, and it was connected to the phone, and it took forever. You know, when Michael Ewan sent a Christmas card, it took an hour to download the Christmas card, and then the computer broke down because it was too big. The same Christmas card takes half a second today, or tenth of a second, you know, boom, it's just there. So just in the last 20 years, we have gotten less patient because of this thing. So this is the way we are trained. This is the way we are programmed. You know, we need things immediately. We want things immediately. If we don't get it, there's something wrong. You know, we get very quickly upset. But God knows our personalities. He knows our level of maturity. He knows when it's time to answer the prayer. He knows how he should answer it. It's amazing to be patient. I can just mention this thing here tonight, but three of my most faithful prayer partners are here tonight. My wife, Kerstin, and Lasse. You know, people that I on a continual basis pray with. You can testify to this thing, but there are certain things we have stubbornly prayed for over the years, you know. Some of the things we have seen answered, some of the things we are beginning to see a change, and there, you know, but some things apparently hasn't really changed in a sense, you know. But that doesn't mean that God is passive. It doesn't mean that God is not working. He's always working on our behalf. So the question is not if God wants to answer the prayer. The question is, how will he answer it, and when will he answer it? And we have the right to anticipate or expect from God. Why? Because God says that he wants to answer our prayers. He's saying here that not just praying, but seeking, knocking, and asking. You know, these are the things that he wants. It speaks of being patient and not giving up, you know. And it's not like God has to be reminded, but it's just that in this process, you know, that we are a bit stubborn. And it works, you know. I mean, children can manipulate, pets can manipulate. I mean, if our cat will meow long enough, I mean, she will get her food. So it's like it works, you know, if we come to God and we just, are patient or persistent, rather, to use another word beginning with a P, persistent. And, you know, sometimes we hear that there are three options. And I just want to modify that statement a little bit. Say, what are the three answers? One is yes, the other one is wait, and the third one is no. But I want to modify the no a little bit. And I would say that it's not a straight no. No, I'm not going to do that when we pray something. I would say that God, here are the three options. Yes, wait, third one, I have something better. You know, I have something better. That is like the only no that I can see and understand in the Bible. Now, maybe it's years, decades, a lifetime of waiting, but I have something better. And I believe that is the heart of God. I think that's the character of God. And to wait is not to be passive, you know, like I say, oh yeah, I'm just waiting on God, you know, and when is it going to happen? It's not to be passive. I mean, we pray and then we just wait and then, you know, we're busy with our daily lives and our studying of the Word of God and so on and so forth. And many times, you know, we are maybe asking for the right thing, but we miss God's timing. And of course, we don't have access to the kind of knowledge that God has. So therefore, we have a hard time understanding when the time is ripe so that the answer can be just perfect. So having said all that, prayer is a way of getting to know God. You know, when I answer, okay, there was a person who never answered my text messages, and then it's nobody here, so don't worry. And then they started to date somebody, and I saw them all the time texting, and I said, why do you text that person and you never text me? And the person, of course, know what I was trying to say. This was a friendly conversation, but I just wanted to make a point, you know, is that date more important than the pastor? Okay, but anyhow, you know, but the point was, I said, what is it every time you answer he or she or whatever it was? I don't want to reveal, because if I say if it was a he or she, then you know there's 50% chance that you're right. So anyhow, so what happened was that the person said, yeah, but every time I answer their email, their text messages, the confidence in that, you know, the relationship grows. I said, exactly. But why just that relationship? Why not the relationship that we have and other people? They got the point. The person now is a good, great, super duper communicator. And their name is, but you know what I mean? It was just a good thing. You know what I mean? It's like, it was not something strange. But here's the thing. In our prayer, you know, like that relationship that we have with God when he's answering prayer, it strengthened. You know, I pray and God answers. And when it happened, we need to be very careful so that we give the glory to God that he really answered the prayers. Because otherwise we so quickly forget it. You know, I'm going to give a little testimony about something here. And then before I was thinking, I sat and put these things together. I say, I forgot what it was. And it was embarrassing, you know, but the Holy Spirit brought it back. Oh yeah, that's right. So, but it happens all the time. So this is the interesting thing. The more we know God, the less we are asking him for. And the less we're asking him for, the more he can give us. Now, does that make sense? No. The more we know God, meaning that we are satisfied with his character and his presence, the less we ask for things. And the less we ask for things, the more able, or God is more able to give us more things, because now we're not asking just to receive and consume, but we are ready and ripe and mature to receive these things so that he can be glorified in our lives. So I hope that sentence made sense there. But so when was our last time when we actually spent time with him just to get to know him, not just to ask for something? And don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong to ask for things. God likes that. But he also likes just to spend time with us. So patience is very important. The other thing that we want to mention tonight is confidence. To have confidence, there are two things. Now, how do we get confidence in our prayers? Through the Word of God. You know, because when we pray, we need to pray in faith or by faith. And how do we get faith? Through the Word of God. So when I spend time in the Word of God, I learn about God's character and nature. The Holy Spirit works in me. So the next time I pray, I have substance in my soul. So now my prayer becomes something quite different. And these two go together. You know, I cannot have a successful prayer life without a good, solid study life, you know, and vice versa, you know. So it goes both ways. They're like, you know, twins. So confidence. And, you know, there are, you know, maybe people can give a testimony about this thing and saying that I have been praying for certain things for years, decades, all my life, and I still don't see an answer. And I thought about that, you know, are we promised in one sense that we will see the answer in our lifetime? I'm not even sure how to answer that question, but something that I became very confident about when I meditated upon that particular thing was that when we pray, God is always doing something in our hearts. So even if I don't see the answer at all, or later, or whatever, God still satisfies me in the sense that I get this confidence in Him that the prayer is not in vain. The prayer has gone up. It has accomplished something. Like it says in the book of Revelation, there were bowls with incense and they represented the saints' prayers. You know, they had gone up there. You know, it took a long time, but they were not unanswered. It was just a question of when and how. And maybe some of our prayers will not be answered in our lifetime. But I believe that God gives us that amazing confidence that the prayer is not in vain. And the answer may not be visible. And like I said, not in our lifetime, but we have that thing. And, you know, I maybe I'm repeating myself and you heard these things, but, you know, one of the prayers that I pray, and I prayed more and more and more and more boldly, quiet the ungodly voices and raise up the godly voices. And it's so interesting because just lately there has been some cases where some mocking voices has been quieted. You know, things have been revealed about these people, so their character has been questioned, if you will. And then there are some other people that have just come out of nowhere and they have dared to speak up about certain issues, and I don't know where they come from. But I believe that people say, well, wait a minute, you know, these things are happening all the time. You know, people are being brought down and people are being raised up. You know, how do you know it's your prayers? I don't know, but I prayed that prayer and I saw it. So why is it that, you know, here I am as a child of God, not just me, but others, you know, that I pray with, and we are hopefully not the only ones praying. Why can't we believe that God is answering these prayers? If He says so, you know. What is it, you know, I believe that there is no prayer too small to be prayed. I also believe that there's no prayer, you know, too big to be prayed. So I can pray for the smallest detail and I can see God's faithfulness in that. I can also pray for governments and countries and major issues, and God can be at work there too. And I believe we can see it. Now, just a little testimony on top of those things. I have had two computers. One is 11 years old. It's been extremely faithful, amazing computer. Another one was 5 years old. The one 11 years old broke down about a month ago, and rightly so. I said, you've done your part, you know, thank you. And then the one 5 years, I was thinking like, well, I think it should last a little longer than that, but okay, you know, you may be tired also. So some of the keys there, or whatever you call them, they stop working. So, you know, you're right there. So unless you want to have an alphabet with two or three letters less than the complete alphabet, it doesn't really work, and there are some other issues with it. So I said, I really need it because I'm dependent. You know how it is today. I mean, you're dependent on it. I do my message. I do everything on the computer. And so on. Not that I have to. Actually, tonight I have handwritten notes, so it does work. And that's because of the computer. But so I said, I need some help, because if I'm going to do something with computers, I mean, it will take me, I shouldn't say weeks, it will take me years, you know. So I could use my time. So I prayed. And then I was not passive. I was thinking, I should call Lasse. I said, you know, just see. And I thought that maybe he can come in like 1 month, you know, that would be really good, but probably it's going to take two or three. All right. Lasse said, I could come, this was like a week ago, I could come this weekend, but that's tomorrow, you know, it's like, and we had already met. Okay, how about next week? Okay, I can come. So now we had planned that he will come tonight, but then I realized that, okay, will we really have time for everything we're going to do? He's going to help me to install the new computer and all that. And so we prayed again. Then Lasse says, there's a strike in Finland at the airport. And I said, all right, so he can't come at all. All right. But I can come tomorrow. I mean, I can come one day earlier. I was thinking, wow, that is really good. And then, I mean, we were back and forth, you know, for an hour there, a little bit, you know, talk about different things. And all of a sudden, he had the ticket and he was on his way and everything. And I was thinking, you know, again, very practical issue. But, you know, God knew I needed it. So how do we get our prayers answered? Well, we know for a fact that God wants to answer them. That's his character and nature. We don't have to doubt that. The question is the timing. The question is how, and so on. But there are two things required from us. One is patience, because a prayer will not necessarily be answered instantly. It may not be answered the way we want it to. You know, we have to see God working in our own lives, in our character. We need to see how he's working in other people's lives. We also need to see how he's working in the, you know, situation, the circumstances, and so on. Not that God can change things very quickly if he wants to, but you know what I mean? He needs to orchestrate all these things so that when the answer comes, then it's very obvious that he was involved and he did more than we could think or pray or even expect. And we need confidence, you know, we need confidence in his character, nature. And we do have that, I believe, when we have a good study life, you know, we just have the Word of God dwelling in us richly. And these things, it's not like a burden, you know, it's just a desire. It's a natural outcome of that fellowship that I have with him. And you know, faith is born in our hearts, and with that faith we enter our prayer chamber or chambers, and there we go. We have the confidence, you know, to ask boldly about these things, and that's what he's talking about here. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. In other words, patience, continue to do it, at the same time confidence. It will happen. It's God's will. And then he says, if we do ask, we will receive. If we do seek, we will find. If we do knock, it will be open to us. And then he's using this illustration, you know, if even our earthly fathers or parents or whatever has this desire, they may not be able to do it perfectly, but they have the desire, it's their goal to do good things for their children. If you can see that in this evil, wicked, fallen human race, unbelievers, you know, how much more will a perfect Heavenly Father have a desire to answer our prayers? So he wants to give good things to those who ask him. So a few thoughts about how to get our prayers answered. Lord, we just thank you for tonight. Bless these thoughts to our hearts. In your precious name, amen. Excuse me.
The contact with that. Let's see.